the wolf shall lie down with the lamb, and the leopard with the kid. Do you know why this is, that the wolf will lay down with the lamb? Do you know what it's speaking of? It's speaking of the change of the human heart. It's speaking of how we, who are brutish, we who are have a tendency towards violence, we have a tendency that when someone wrongs us, we want to speak evilly of them. We who are led, as it were, by the nose, by our pride, will be changed. Because a wolf naturally would want to eat the lamb. And a leopard would want to kill the kid. But with God becoming man, our nature becomes what it is supposed to be. I spoke earlier about how the troparion for the four feasts talks about how Christ came to raise the image that fell of old. Another way of saying this would be the wolf will lie down with the lamb. Because the image of God within us is pure and holy and good. There's no violence in the image of God. There's no hatred. There's no seeking for himself. There's no taking advantage of others. And yet, we see in the world every day, this is what happens. And if we look at ourselves honestly, this is what we do too. Perhaps a little less than we did before. And a little bit less even in the future. Because the state of, if you want to say, heaven, is that the wolf lays down with the lamb. That our nature is changed. Not changed from the outside. Not changed, as it were, like a potter taking a pot and making it the shape that he wants it to be. No. This change comes from our labor. But it is successful because of God's grace. And because he became man so that we could become changed. So when you hear this, the wolf lay down with the lamb. This is something that in the world doesn't understand. And even we, to some extent, don't understand it because, after all, we still, more often than we would like, even to admit, when there is some opportunity for sin, we take it. But this beautiful reading is speaking of the change of the human heart, only made possible because of Jesus Christ.